Gaslighting. Gaslighting is a term that has recently gained prominence in discussions about psychological manipulation and abuse. It refers to a prolonged form of mental abuse wherein the victim is led to question their own thoughts, perceptions, or reality. The term is derived from the 1938 play Gaslight and its subsequent film adaptations, where a husband systematically manipulates objects in their home and convinces his wife she's losing her sanity, as he insists that she is imagining the changes. One of the most insidious aspects of gaslighting is its subtlety. It often starts with small disputes or disbelief about minor events. Over time, however, these seeds of doubt are nurtured by the manipulator until the victim's very sense of self is eroded. A person subjected to gaslighting may begin doubting their memory, perceptions, and even their sanity. This manipulation can be inflicted by a variety of perpetrators, whether they be intimate partners, family members, colleagues, or even authorities. The effects of gaslighting are profound and corrosive. Victims often find themselves in a state of constant self-doubt and confusion, feeling lost and uncertain. Their self-esteem is shattered, as they are bombarded with the manipulator's version of reality and consequently come to believe that they are the problem. It is a tactic that thrives on isolation, as the manipulator may assert to the victim that others also question their reliability, often leaving the victim with no one to turn to. Moreover, repetitive exposure to gaslighting creates a dependency on the manipulator for reality checks, which further perpetuates the cycle of abuse. Gaslighting can manifest in various settings beyond personal relationships. At workplaces, for instance, it may appear when supervisors or coworkers deny events, make unfounded accusations, or invalidate the victim's experiences to maintain control and power. This form of manipulation can equally occur in political discourse, where leaders or authorities might deny truths or critical information to confuse the public, thereby maintaining control over the narrative. Recognizing the signs of gaslighting is crucial for breaking free from its effects. Common signs include constantly apologizing to the manipulator, feeling not good enough, often questioning one's perceptions, and feeling detached from reality. Those who suspect they might be victims should seek support from trusted individuals or professionals who can help set the record straight. Addressing gaslighting involves rebuilding one's sense of self and reality. Therapy can be vital in this process, offering a sanctuary for validating one's experiences and setting realistic relationships and self-esteem. It is essential for potential victims to engage in communities or support systems where they feel heard and affirmed. Awareness of gaslighting has broadened societal understanding of psychological abuse, emphasizing the necessity for mutual respect and communication in relationships. Educating people about the nuances of gaslighting, its signs, and its harmful impact encourages healthier interpersonal dynamics. Empowering individuals with knowledge helps in building environments that challenge manipulation, ensuring validating spaces for all, thereby fostering a society resilient against such tactics of abuse. Discussion questions. What is gaslighting and where does the term originate from? How does gaslighting typically begin in relationships? What are some subtle ways gaslighting can manifest? Who can be a perpetrator of gaslighting? What are the psychological effects of gaslighting on victims? How can gaslighting affect a victim's self-esteem and perception of reality? Why is isolation a critical factor in gaslighting? In what ways can gaslighting appear in professional environments? Can gaslighting occur on a broader scale, such as in political or media contexts? What are some common signs that a person may be experiencing gaslighting? How important is it to have a support system if one is experiencing gaslighting? What role does therapy play in recovering from gaslighting? How can individuals rebuild their sense of self after experiencing gaslighting? What preventative measures can be taken against gaslighting in personal relationships? How can education about gaslighting help in promoting healthier interpersonal dynamics? What are some techniques a person can use to verify their reality and experience? Why is it critical for society to be aware of and address gaslighting? How can gaslighting affect one's ability to trust others in future relationships? What can be done at the workplace to prevent gaslighting behaviors? How does knowledge about psychological manipulation empower individuals and communities?